If we don't understand and realise the state of the town is in, nothing's going to be done about it. It has to be sorted out. It was dirty. There was lots of empty shops. There still is lots of empty shops. But until we realise that fact, and it is fact, we can't do anything about it.
This is an Altrincham service. The next stop will be Altrincham, where this service terminates.
Last year, Altrincham was named as Britain's ghost town. That's because it had a higher percentage of empty shops than anywhere else in the country. But who do you call when people desert your high street? And is it possible to find a cure? I'm standing on the main shopping street in the town centre, next to a Pawn Your Gold shop that opened less than 12 months ago. Perhaps this is a sign of the times, but it's one of only a few shops that have opened in this troubled town over the past year. Just a few steps away from here is a newsagent owned by Mike Phillips. He thinks that the past year has been tough for all the local traders.
It was difficult. Each day, you know, we'd see sale signs go up on shop windows. It was a case, is the shop closing down? Is it not closing down? Nobody knew exactly what was going to happen. Thankfully, we've been a newsagent. Everybody needs what we kind of sell. So we were ticking along nicely. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't great, but we were surviving.
Survival is an instinct these shopkeepers have had to rely on over the past year. This ghost town status coincided with a worldwide recession that killed off many of the well-known high street giants. But 1 year later, have things got any better?
To be honest, not an awful lot has changed. I don't feel it was tough then. It's tough now.
Stuart Marshall is the manager of Dawson's, a music shop that sits opposite an abandoned McDonald's.
The town does have a lot of empty properties, both shops and offices. And yeah, there's been some take-up on some of those old ones, but we could really do with getting a lot more of those filled before I think the town's going to really recover. Just over the road from us, that was a McDonald's, which closed 4 years ago. Most towns that can't support a burger shop like that, you'd suggest they've got a problem.
It's not just businesses in Altrincham that are having a hard time. This is a UK-wide phenomenon. When I stand on this high street, one of the first things I notice is that the town is very quiet. Richard Dodd from the British Retail Consortium thinks that people are abandoning the high street because retailers are struggling.
It's a consequence, of course, of retailers being squeezed, and for them it's about falling sales, and that's partly a result of fewer people going out and shopping, but then also lots of their costs either going up or remaining very high, so things like their business.